Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
What secret are you keeping from someone? Well, I'm not telling my kids that I'm about to get laid off.
Oh.
Guess who's going to be around the house a lot more? Hey-o.
Mama.
Yeah. Nobody needs to know that I go to AA meetings. You're right. Nobody does need to know.
That is your business and good for you. You know you need it.
Did I hear that a lot of these are on Zoom now? And so you can attend them virtually? Is that a thing?
I believe it is. And you can, like, you know, go in there, and some people are a little bit nervous and they want to just be able to listen the first couple times. So I think you can actually block your screen out and then get in there slowly but surely.
Wow.
How great is that?
It's things, those little things like that, that kind of came from not being able to get together during the pandemic. I'm glad those things have stuck around because it makes it easier for people.
No kidding. I'm keeping a secret. I have a 0.64 carat diamond, and I'm in the process of building a setting.
Oh, for yourself or for a lover?
How lovely for you. I've been in love with someone I met online almost 30 years ago. We are both married to other people, live in different parts of the world. We write to each other almost daily, and I have no plans to meet in person. We are just pen pals who love each other.
Whoa.
Okay. Nicholas Sparks just texted. He would like to talk to you.
Yep. Oh, what a beautiful love story.
Isn't it?
Yes, you guys are married to other people, but eventually you meet, right?
The pen pals.
Oh.
You'll never meet.
Oh.
Oh, my God. But then maybe your kids will meet, and then they'll fall in love.
Oh, my God.
When they exchange the letters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so beautiful. My husband doesn't know that we owe $25,000 in back taxes. I'm on a payment plan, $400 a month.
Oh, dang, that's a big thing to be keeping.
Yikes. I'm leaving a job that I've been at for 24 years after this school year, and I haven't told anyone yet.
Wow, 24 years.
That's going to be shocking news.
Yeah.
Trust me. I have a guy friend who gives me massages regularly with certain benefits at the end. And when we're done, we get a high five, and it's just friends as usual. Oh, and I'm married.
Oh, my God. Like, how do you do all that, every massage, and just go, see you next week?
So your pal, okay. Wow.
Huh? Is this a man or a woman?
They did not say.
Whoa.
Oh.
Friends as usual. You know, like bros do.
Yeah, the high five makes me think it's two bros giving massages.
They're like, I'll see you for the tournament games this weekend.
Yeah.
See ya.
How was your bracket?
Well, I just had a hold of it. Pretty good.
Oh my God, it's a nice one.
Hiding from my best friends that I'm hooking up with my ex. Oh, your best friends know better and they would be so upset with you, right?
Exactly.
I'm keeping a secret from my Catholic school moms group that my husband told me he wants to have an open marriage, and he's pansexual.
Okay.
Yeah, the Catholic Church is not a fan of that.
No.
I have some adult things arriving in the mail today. I did not tell anyone, including my spouse. It is my little secret.
I hope you're the one that gets the mail.
I hope not, you know, turned on when you get it.
Like, what is that? Oh, it's a little toy in there. Yeah. Oh, it's a toy, all right.
I told my daughter that Moana isn't on Disney Plus anymore because I can't watch it one more time. I'm keeping that secret as long as possible for my own sanity. They deleted it.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. It's not streaming any. Mom, I see it. Nope. Doesn't work. Don't even try it.
Good to know you're lying.
Keeping a secret from my husband, I had an affair with another woman a decade ago. We went through a rough patch. We got counseling. We're doing well now. At this point, it would only hurt him.
Whoa.
Jeez, that's a biggie.
My secret from everyone is how I'm really losing the weight. Shot. I know of somebody who cannot get their weight loss drugs.
Oh.
And they have to go to Mexico to get them.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? You have to go to Mexico to get a drug that you need for your health.
That is ridiculous. And wouldn't that be a little scary?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, you and I have walked into a Mexican pharmacy before.
Many times.
I mean, well, not one time for me, but
I have.
Not a drug mule. I just was there and I needed something for whatever it was. And I could not believe all of the stuff that you can get.
Oh, yeah.
You want painkillers, you want antibiotics, whatever you want. It's just, yeah, I want that. Okay. There you go.
I've never been in one, but now apparently I know my connection desk.
What I go for, I get Latisse, because you can get it there for cheap, and that's the stuff that helps your eyebrows grow and your eyelashes. But the other thing was I was getting a cold sore, so I went in for that, but you're right. Oh. Truly, they're like, do you need this, dude? I'm like, no,
want some
I
Vicodin?
Don't. No, thank you.
Oh, anything good. Right there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
I mean, not cool. Seems weird, but yeah.
That's how they roll down in Mexico. Thank you for your secrets.